A dedicated group of Queen's University students have joined in efforts to support Kingstonians experiencing homelessness. The Kindness Collective was formed in December by a group of Queen's students who recognized the urgent need in the community. Co-director of the club, Cheyenne Haybody, shared their vision in an interview with CFRC.
Yeah, so back in December, me and a couple of my peers got together and we were thinking, hey, there's a lot of gaps in our community surrounding homelessness and just the perceptions and misconceptions surrounding what underlying factors contribute to homelessness. And we thought, what a great way to make an impact in our community by forming a group of students who are passionate about community outreach and can really work together to not only make a big impact on some of the shelters and organizations that are supporting homelessness in our community, but also raising awareness about what issues these individuals are facing. So back then, we decided to come up with a name for our club that really captures what we're trying to do. So trying to increase empathy. So that's how we landed on the kindness part of our name. And then the collective piece is really just trying to show how it's like the efforts of all individuals coming together to support this unique cause rather than just one individual setting it out. So that's how we landed on the Kindness Collective.
For Cheyenne, he was inspired by a presentation in middle school to get involved in this cause.
I had a presentation in middle school surrounding homelessness that was actually offered by Covenant House, which is also another shelter organization and not-for-profit organization supporting homelessness. And they did a school presentation for us on really the stigma and misconceptions surrounding homelessness and just how important empathy and understanding is when it comes to addressing homelessness. Having that school presentation really shifted my perspective on the whole issue in general and ways community members can come together and better support other community members who are facing homelessness.
Their first main goal was to raise funds for Lionhearts Inc., a local nonprofit that provides essential services to individuals experiencing homelessness, leading up to their Coldest Night of the Year fundraising walk on February 22nd. The group went to the community with a plan and quickly received an outpouring of support.
As a team, we started out doing our fundraising efforts really near mid-January. So the first thing that we really wanted to do is see how we can get really the entire community involved in our fundraising efforts. So the first event that we hosted was actually a bake sale that was able to feature various bakeries located in the Kingston and Napanee community. So we contacted Toast and Jam, the bread and butter bakery that they have there, Abrams Bakery that's located just outside of Kingston and Napanee, and also the coffee plant that bases out in Daughters General Store. So after contacting these businesses, we were fortunately able to receive various products that they serve, whether that be red velvet cupcakes from the coffee plant, or scones and muffins and things like that from Bread and Butter Bakery, or their snack cake and brownies from Abrams Bakery, and really getting those products for at no cost to us was truly something that we were truly grateful for, as it really allowed us to host our first event, which was a bake sale in the Queen Center. And we were actually able to fully sell out and raise over $300 through that one event, which was truly an amazing accomplishment for our first event.
The group exceeded their original goal of $2,500, raising $3,190 in support of the cause prior to the Lionhearts event. The group participated in the Coldest Night of the Year last weekend, walking with fellow Kingstonians to raise awareness for the challenges those without homes face, especially in the frigid winter months.
The event was truly a moment of like inspiration and just gratitude for all the efforts that not only Lionhearts had put together, but also the sponsors of the event. So attending the event, even though it was cold, there was a lot of walkers, a lot of families, even with kids who were in wagons and strollers. And they really, the whole community came together to support the cause. I know the mayor was there and they spoke some words about the importance of having everyone in the community involved in such an important cause and really coming together to not only raise awareness for homelessness, but also those fundraising efforts to support the work that Lionhearts does, whether it be providing those meals to individuals experiencing homelessness or connecting them to the warming shelters and other temporary housing that they offer. So just being there and not only being able to listen about what the Lion Hearts organization is doing, but what the broader community has done to really contribute to these efforts was something that was really inspiring for us.
Cheyenne also spoke to the importance of getting involved in the community as Queen's students.
Being Queen's students, we really saw how, yes, there are opportunities to get involved in the student community at Queen's. However, we saw that there really was that gap for students to expand to the broader Kingston community and even like the broader Kingston, Frontenac, Lennox, and Addington region. So just being able to form a group of students who are not only able to perform like fundraising efforts and awareness efforts in our Queens community, but also in the broader area. So just working with those local businesses, forming those partnerships, and even raising awareness about the cause that we're supporting with these local businesses is something that we're truly proud of.
While the Coldest Night of the Year event has passed, the Kindness Collective is not stopping there. They're planning on hosting more fundraising events in the coming weeks, setting their sights on a new goal of $3,500 and already being supported by more local businesses.
Some of our other fundraising events that we're planning to host, as we're still trying to fundraise for the Coldest Night of the Year, even after the walk, is a raffle fundraiser featuring gift cards, coupons, and merchandise from local businesses in Kingston. So we've reached out to places like Shea Mare Spa, Tommy's Kingston, and they've all graciously donated gift cards or perhaps gift baskets like Shea Mare Spa did for our raffle fundraiser that we're looking to host early next month. Anyone that's really wanting to get involved can either email us, follow us on our Instagram, approach us on campus. We're always there to listen to them and happy to have anyone on our teams.
This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.